Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery High School. It is senior night. A big night, a big crowd, a big game before us as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the New Bremen Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Ed Thurman and Brian Patch here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Coach, you and I were just talking here moments ago with it senior night, with so many things going on and teams being honored. We've got virtually a standing room only crowd. And, man, it is so good to see that. You're telling me this is probably the biggest crowd you've had for a ball game since before COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID kind of wrecked a lot of things for a lot of people. And, I think it's kind of done that to the basketball crowds and in sports in general. And so, the atmosphere tonight with honoring our 98-99 state team that was runners up that lost in triple overtime. And we have senior night tonight. And, a lot of people are excited to be here tonight. So.
Okay, Dad, I got to ask, since being senior night, your son is one of those seniors. Were there a few butterflies going through the stomach as you were introduced out there?
No, not at all. Earlier today I shed a few tears and my wife put an emotional post on, and, coaching for 16 years here in this place. And, Daniel was in the gym with me throughout the whole entire process of those 16 years. And, it was kind of a bittersweet moment for us and our family. And, we had those moments today at our house before he left. And, we got here and it was, excitement and joy and, get down to business and have fun and play your last game as hard as you possibly can and enjoy this place because it's a special place.
Well, like I told you, I did the senior night with all four of my kids. None of them played basketball, but we played a lot of sports, and I would not have missed that for the world. And I just encourage any parent, make a way somehow to be there with your kid on senior night or senior day, whatever it is, because you'll never, never regret it, believe me.
Absolutely.
All right, tonight, as we get down to the crux of this, it's a good ball game tonight between the Indians, who come in 13-8, 4-4 in the MAC Conference. New Bremen comes in here at 14-5. They are 6-2 in the conference, but the conference is so balanced this year that if the right things go right and the wrong things go wrong, you could have a three-way tie for the conference championship, and New Bremen could be involved. And they have brought a big, big crowd here tonight, just in case.
Yeah, right now St. John's is playing at Marion Local, and if St. John's can beat Marion Local, who is the front runner right now with one loss, then and Bremen beats us, then it's a three-way tie. If not, then Marion holds it themselves. So, Bremen obviously is rooting for themselves tonight, but also rooting for the Blue Jays and, hoping that works for them. So,
and, of course, Fort Recovery would like to play a little bit of a spoiler here and just flat out get a win.
Well, absolutely. And plus, it's senior night, as you mentioned already, and, you want to send those seniors off. And, this is Coach Leverett's first year. Coach Leverett was on my staff. He's grown up with these boys because Rex, his son, is a year younger, the junior on our team. And those three seniors have been with Rex and at their house a lot. And so, Coach Leverett, I'm sure, and our Indians would love to spoil it, but also send the seniors off on a positive note.
Well, it's the Indians and the Cardinals going at it here tonight on senior night at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Big, big crowd, big game. We'll come back. We'll look at the starting lineups and tell you about the first two games that have already been played here tonight. We'll do that after these words on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kopp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kopp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, so far tonight here at the Portside Fieldhouse, the New Breland Cardinals have owned things. They won the freshman game earlier this evening over Fort Recovery, 59-35. JV game also went to New Breland by a score of 63-51. And they'll come into the varsity contest, as I said, with a record of 14-5, and they are 6-2 in the MAC conference. Fort Recovery at 13-8, 4-4 in the conference. I want to wish best of luck to the Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry at the west edge of Portland. We'll return with the Sterling lineups and get this going in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Side Fieldhouse.
Bye.
Snake Sound Chorus Barbershop. Well, not a quartet because there's more than four out there. Ladies and gentlemen, but a magnificent job with God Bless America and our national anthem. Hope you enjoyed that this evening. It's just part of the festivities here on Senior Night. Speaking of Senior Night, we will be replaying the Senior Night presentations that took place before the warm-ups. We'll be doing that at halftime tonight here on J Country 101. We are getting set for the introductions of the starting lineups and the start of tonight's game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Cardinals of New Bremen. We'll be doing that here in just a moment on J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, it's also not often, Brian, when you honor state champions from the opposing school, but it's a very, very high honor and a very great accomplishment.
It is, and that's something every MAC school does. You know, that's the pride we have in our communities and in this conference. The MAC holds more state championships than any other conference in the state of Ohio, you know, for small schools and for any size school. But for small schools, we really pride that on that around here. And even though we're rivals and we want to win, we do support each other. And you'll see numerous people at state games from other communities there supporting our MAC, conference teams. So, and we do that every game or every time there's a state champion playing in our building, and so does every other MAC school.
As I've heard it said before in other places, you root for each other until you play each other.
Absolutely.
All right, here's a look at the starting lineups for the New Bremen Cardinals of Coach Corey Stevens. Inside, it's Alex Holman, a 6'2 senior. Evan Eink, a 6'3 senior, also starts inside. At a wing, it's David Holman, a 6'1 senior. Cooper Scheib is a guard, a 6-foot senior. And Aaron Tiemann, a 6-foot junior, at the other guard. For the Fort Recovery Indians tonight, inside they start Cale Rammel, 6'5" senior. Also Daniel Patch, whom the man sitting beside me knows quite well, 6'7" senior, playing here tonight. Also for the Indians, it's Rex Leverett, 6'4" junior. Troy Holman, a 6-foot junior. And Landon Post, a 6-foot senior. What's the key to tonight's game?
I think going to be handling the pressure. We played Minster a couple weeks ago and won by 15. They just played Minster last week and beat them by 60. And, you know, that's a rival game for them. But we got to make sure we can come out and handle the pressure. They play really hard. They get up and down. They play about 10, 11 kids. And we got to make sure we can handle the ball. And then we also got to make sure that we make good decisions on offense and get good looks for us and play at our pace, not their pace.
And again, good luck to the Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry, at the west edge of Portland. Our first quarter tonight being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. And again, as we said, we're going to be playing back the halftime, at halftime, the Senior Night presentations, which took place before things got going here for the varsity game. It is a standing room only crowd here at the Portside Fieldhouse tonight. You may have to pardon me. I'm little. I'll have to stand up and look over these people tonight. But it should be. I love these kind of crowds, so don't get me wrong. It'll be the Bremen Cardinals, the New Bremen Cardinals at 14-5, and the Indians 13-8 as we get going. The Cardinals in their traveling Well, it's crimson, I guess, is what you would call it. A dark crimson, and also the gold colors, and the Indians in their homestanding white uniforms with the white and the purple trim. Here we go. Senior night, and the seniors always get pumped up for this one. Cale Ramel will be going up for the Indians, and he'll be jumping up against Alex Homan. Now, this is going to be Homan City during this game. We've got Alex, and we've got David on New Bremen, and we've got Troy on Fort Recovery. It's a broadcaster's nightmare, but that's the way it goes. All right, tap controlled by the Indians, and we are underway. The Indians going right to left here in the first quarter, being brought to you by Count Pharmacy. A drive to the hole. Ball is knocked away, scramble, and it's taken away by New Bremen. And a ball colliding out up front and almost taken back by the Indians. Here come the Cardinals. They go to the right. A drive inside. They'll bring it out front. They get it off to Alex Holman. They bring it around top of the key to Scheib. Scheib passes it away. Now knocked loose and nearly stolen. Alex Holman comes up with it. They work out on the perimeter. They look like they're a little befuddled by the zone that Fort Recovery is throwing at them right now. Holman, David Holman, insider Evan. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound down low. Alex Holman back up, can't get it. And he's called for traveling on the rebound.
Yeah, Daniel changed that shot. He went to turn around and shoot it and saw 6'7 Daniel Patch sat in there and just came right down with the basketball. So
no score. We played just under a minute here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Love seeing a standing room only crowd. It's been so long since we've seen this. Indians with the basketball. Out in front with it is Troy Holman, one of the three Holmans out here, two for New Bremen and one for Fort Recovery. Far side, it goes over to Landon Post. And Post will go down low, jump shot from the side. It will not go. Fight for the rebound. We got a foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. No, I take it back. They call that one on Cooper Scheib of New Bremen.
I think we got away with one there.
I thought they were going to call over the back. They called the undercutting instead. So the ball goes back to the Indians from the baseline. They lob it out in front to Ramel. Ramel at the top of the key. He wants to drive. He stops. He turns. He looks. Nowhere to go with it. Shuttles it out in front to Troy Holman. They lob it now to the far side, and it's stolen away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals driving on down as Ike takes it down to the baseline. He'll cross, well, he tried to cross-court it. He turns. He's in trouble. Now taken away by the Indians. Up the right side, and driving in is Troy Holman. Gets it on down into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will go right back to New Bremen.
Looks like both teams have a little bit of jitters here as New Bremen knows what's on the line for them if they can get a win, and we obviously are playing the same way with senior night.
Yeah. No one can say they're not playing hard. It's just they're not playing real under control yet. Here's a shot from the corner. That's in there. A nice shot out there by Aaron Thiemann. Thiemann for three, and it's an early lead for New Bremen. Indians with the basketball. Out in front is Troy Holman. Troy Holman at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Ramel. Ramel wants to drive. He does. Right inside. Shot up. Good. Count it. And put it with the line.
Nice drive by Kel. Finishes with his left hand.
That's what you want to see with somebody that big and that strong, is simply taking it to the hoop. Evan Eink gets the foul. That's his first and the team's second. Free throw is no good. Rebound patch taken away. It's lost inside and taken away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals all the way down inside. They'll go inside. The shot is no good. Bounced around, taken away inside. Troy Holman comes away with it. He leads it up far side, gets it over to Leverett. Leverett into the corner. They look and patch, and Leverett ball is deflected and stolen by New Bremen. Up it comes. Long lead pass thrown away by the Cardinals. It'll go right back. Cardinals lead 3-2, 5:31 to go here in the opening quarter, being brought to you by Count Pharmacy. For all of your health needs, stop in and see Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, as well as Union City and Bern, Indiana. Indians with the ball, trailing by one early, 3-2. Troy Holman standing out front. He looks to the right side. He'll hand it off to Post. Post stops near the top of the key. On down they go inside to Ramel. Ramel strong inside the paint. Scoops it up left hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Ball is swatted away and taken by New Bremen. Down they come. Here is David Holman. Takes it down into the corner. Lobs it out in front. Now they go down low. Ball is knocked around. Picked up finally by Alex Holman. He brings it out in front to Thiemann. Tiemann gets it out on the wing. They'll stop. They lob it on down inside. Trap. Ball out in front. Now it goes to Tiemann. And he'll go inside. Ball knocked away. Shot up. We'll go.
Nice cut right there and good find for New Bremen.
Evan Eich gets the basket, makes it 5-2 in favor of the Cardinals. Midway in the first quarter, things slow, rugged is a good word for it early. Out in front, here's Rammel. Rammel spins around, hands it out to Patch. Patch looks inside, stops over on the wing. Ball comes out front. Here's a turnaround jump shot. In and out, no good. Now off the hands of Rex Leverett and the rebound to New Bremen. Back come the Cardinals, who lead it 5-2 here in the first quarter. A drive down to the hole, shot blocked away, brings it out front. Three on the way, good. Another one from the Cardinals, and Cooper Scheib hits that one. And it's 8-2 now with New Bremen leading. Slowly into the front court comes Troy Homan for Fort Recovery. Goes to Cale Rammel. He spins as he goes down the lane. Turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound taken away by New Bremen, and off they come running. All the way down to the hole. The scoop shot, no, but a foul inside against Fort Recovery. Just a nice job by Scheib just to take it to the hole. And the foul was called against Troy Homan. Troy Homan for Fort Recovery gets his first, team's first. And at the line is David Homan. David Homan, senior for the Cardinals, puts it up and in. Lots of substitutions. Here comes Riggs Toby in for Fort Recovery. And we'll see Dylan Bambauer coming in for New Bremen. Also Hayden Zeller. The free throw from David Homan is no good, and the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Indians trailing 9-2 here in the first quarter. Riggs Toby on the far side. They'll give it off out front to Troy Homan. Troy Homan, far side to Toby. Toby looks inside. Across the court goes to Patch. Patch at the top of the key. Right side over it goes. Here is Rammel turning. Almost lost it. Gives it off to Post. Post gets it off. Here's Rammel for three. In and out from long range. Deep rebound taken away by New Bremen. A drive all the way down. Nice pass inside for a lay-in as Tiemann got it over. And Zeller got the easy score, and Fort Recovery calls time. 3:06 to go in the opening quarter. It is 11-2. New Bremen leads. Your first quarter being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
11-2, New Bremen leads. They're just playing a little bit smoother right now, it seems.
Yeah, they're face guarding Kel, and it's making it a little tough. We're trying to get inside to him, and we're struggling to do that. And we've missed some pretty good shots right now for some other guys, too. So,
Indians with the ball out of the timeout. They wing it out in front. They go down low. Here's a bad pass, and they threw it away. Just a look, I don't want to say timid, but they just look a little, out of sync almost just here early on. I don't know if they're just having trouble adapting to what New Bremen's throwing at them. Cardinals have the ball out in front. Here is Bambauer, goes over on the wing. That is to Gavin Schrader, who also checked in. A long shot is no good. Rebound taken away by Riggs Toby. Toby for Fort Recovery lets the defense go by, gets it on ahead to Landon Post. Post goes on down, almost threw it away. Here is Toby. Toby swings it inside. Rammel shot won't go on the bank shot. And the rebound taken away by New Bremen. And then they promptly throw it away. There was an unforced, forced error, so to speak. The defense was putting pressure, and he just threw it away without looking. Indians will have it from the baseline. They need a basket. The inbounds pass will come from the baseline, looking, way out in front. It comes to Patch, and now Patch goes over on the wing. Now the ball's knocked out of bounds off the hands of Bambauer. That's just a dangerous sideline pass.
Yeah, he should have reversed the ball that just came from that side on the wing. So when that happens, you want to reverse it back to the other side and get where the defense is not at. And we didn't do that. So
Rex Leverett comes back in for Fort Recovery. 2:19 to go in the opening quarter. It is 11-2 in favor of New Bremen. Near side, they go Patch over to Rammel, drives the baseline, kicks it back to Patch. Nowhere to shoot from out there. On down to Rammel in the corner, draws double coverage. Patch, a long three, hit it!
Big shot for the Indians, as we were stuck on two for a long time, Ed.
Dad taught him that shot, right?
Sure.
Take credit. Why not? It's senior night. It's 11-5. Shot out front, missed by the Cardinals, and the rebound by Patch. Gets it on ahead. Here are the Indians with it. Over on the right side, Patch goes over on the wing. Here is Post. Post, looking, Post, way out in front, comes over to Troy Holman. Troy Holman goes to Leverett. He'll fire the long one. It's in and out. Rebound, Patch knocked away, picked up finally by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals with it, and on ahead comes Kai Eastham. They'll work it near side. Shot on the way. It's no good. Bounces down low. It's picked up inside by the Cardinals. Now knocked around. Pass out front, and the shot will not go. Ball finally taken away by New Bremen. And then inside, that's just touched out of bounds. They'll give it to New Bremen. It seemed like there were about eight people sneaking inside there, and nobody from the Indians could get a handle on the ball.
No, we had hands on it. We just couldn't grab it.
Out in front with it. Here is Ben Saylor. They'll drive it down. They get it out front. Driving inside is Bam Bauer. He can't shoot. They look. Nowhere. Out in front, Bam Bauer. Bam Bauer to the left side. They work on the perimeter. They'll get it over. That is to Saylor. Saylor. And now far side to Zeller. Zeller goes into the corner. He can't shoot. Back in front. Nowhere to go with it. Driving to the hole. They'll kick it to the far side. Can't get a shot. Here's a one-handed one up, though, and in. That was a tough shot, but it was put in there.
Patience paid off for the Cardinals there.
Bam Bauer gets the basket and makes it now 13-5. They've led by as many as 9, and right now the lead is 8. Indians with it, almost threw it away. Rammel over on the far side, near side to Patch. Patch on the perimeter, whips it down low to Rammel, puts it in.
Nice find by Daniel on backside to hit Cal Rammel.
Very nice pass. Great assist. 13-7. Indians down by 6. Cardinals with it out in front. A drive to the far side. They look for a shot. Cannot find it. They'll finally get it out. Here's a long three. That's way off the mark. Ball goes out of bounds. Well, it was right at the end of the quarter anyway. After one quarter, it is New Bremen 13 and Fort Recovery 7. Your first quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Union City, and also in Bern, Indiana. Stop in and see them when you have health concerns. We're back with the second quarter after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
13-7 at the end of one. Scoring very easy for Fort Recovery. Cale Rammel with 4 and Daniel Patch the other 3. Meanwhile, it's been just a little bit of everybody getting into the scoring column for New Bremen. 2 for Evan Eink, 1 for David Holman, 3 for Cooper Scheib, 3 for Aaron Thiemann, 2 for Hayden Zeller, and also 2 for Dylan Bambauer. You're right, they go deep off the bench, don't they?
They do, and they play fast, they play hard, they play a lot of kids, and they're even balanced. And this is kind of what you're seeing here, and this is kind of the MO for New Bremen. So.
And has been successful so far. Our second quarter starts out here, and our second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. New Bremen has the ball to start the second quarter. They'll bring it out. Here's a long three. That's off the mark. Fight for the rebound. It's picked away by New Bremen. The Cardinals get it right back. Out in front, trying to drive inside is Scheib. The corner, they can't get a shot away. Now here is David Holman trying to drive inside. He's cut off. Gets it back. Drives to the hole and scores. David Holman, his first field goal, third point, and it is 15-7, another 8-point lead for New Bremen. They've led by as many as 9. We're in the second quarter. Here is Leverett. Hands it off out front. It's deflected into the backcourt, but picked up by the Indians. They get it to Patch. Cutting to the hole, missing the layup. No good. Ball out of bounds. Touch last by the Indians. Apparently went off the hands of Alex Dews. And so the ball goes right back to New Bremen. I swear they've played just about everybody in their roster so far. Here's a drive, shot no good, tipped around, goes to the far side. Cardinals get it back. They bring it. Here's a jump shot from out front. It's good. Give the basket to Aaron Thiemann. And just like that, it's a 10-point lead for New Bremen at 17-7. We're early in the second quarter. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Indians with it and needing some points in a hurry. Leverett stops. Far side Patch into the corner. Driving. Ball knocked away. Comes out front to Dews. Dews down to Leverett in the corner. He looks inside. He goes back out front. Trying to drive. They'll give it off to Cale Rammel. Rammel goes right down the lane. Scoops it up. No. What do they call charging? Well, I'll say this much. He was bound and determined to go down the lane.
Yeah, I thought they slid underneath him on that one.
But they called it for the charge instead of the block, and Rammel is called for the first foul. It's just his first, just the second team foul against the Indians. New Bremen with it out in front. Holman on the far side. That's David Holman. They'll give it out front. David Holman drives inside, scoops it up, high off the rim. No. Fight for the rebound, and we got an over-the-back foul going to be called against the Indians. He was able to get in there, but was fouled from behind by Rex Leverett. So Leverett gets his first, third team foul against Fort Recovery. No shots. David Holman has it out front. 15-footer. Off the mark. No. Rebound knocked around. What do we got this time? Another foul on Fort Recovery.
Called that on Cale Rammel.
That's two on Cale Rammel. Team foul number 4. Patch will come out now for the Indians. As back in is Landon Post. The inbounds pass by New Bremen, having trouble. They'll get it in, drive David Holman. His shot's no good. Rebound is picked up by Leverett. Leverett will bring it on ahead to Cale Rammel. Rammel over on the far side. He's got to be careful with two fouls. Rammel now pulls out. Almost threw it away, did throw it away. Into the backcourt, picked up by New Bremen. Layup down at the other end by Thiemann. Thiemann's got 7. It's 19-7 in favor of New Bremen.
And this is where they go on runs. It's not so much offense, but their defense creates offense.
Here's a quick shot. No good to the Indians. Tapped out. Picked up by Leverett. His 15-footer is good. That was a nice basket there to try and stem the tide. At the other end, here's New Bremen driving. They'll get it near side. Jumper on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound to the Cardinals. They'll bring it back out in front. Almost lost it. Driving in. Missing the shot. That was Scheib. Rebound to the Indians. Indians now try to slow down. Long lead pass into the corner. A long three is an air ball. And the rebound's finally out of bounds. They'll give it to New Bremen. Dews tried the long shot from the far side. There was nobody on him. He had an open shot.
It probably wasn't a good shot because we had no one down the floor. Our guys look really gassed right now. And so, you know, there was no rebounders down there on that one anyway.
David Holman inside. Ball knocked away. Picked up for the Indians. Cale Rammel drives and scores.
Good finish by Kel.
Indeed. Went with his left hand, guarded it, used the rim to help guard from the defender. He has 6 of the 11 Fort Recovery points. And inside, we just had another foul called against the Indians. And that'll be on Alex Dews, his first. Team foul number 5. 19-11 your score. As New Bremen leads it with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. Being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The inbounds pass will come way out in front. David Holman will drive to the hole, kicks it far side. A drive, ball knocked loose. Still scramble for it on the floor. I think we have a tie-up. And let's see, is that going to stay in the hands of New Bremen? Nope, got to go to Fort Recovery. So the Indians will get the basketball. That's the good thing. Bad news is they're down by 8. And they'll mop up some perspiration down there as bodies went on the floor all over the place.
Big round of applause for Jill Schneider.
They even announced those who do the mopping up down there to give them applause. I like that.
Yeah, Harold Feely, the voice of the Indians, does a great job of getting everyone involved.
All right, here is Rammel. Drives it up court, kicks it out front. Dews near side. They go over to Guggenbiller, who's in there. Now the ball's knocked out of bounds, and almost diving over his own bench was Dylan Bambauer. Indians will have it right in front of the New Bremen bench. Guggenbiller will throw it in. He looks way into the backcourt. Working it up against pressure. Stopping up front. That is home. Troy Holman lost the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be New Bremen ball. They have very quick hands on the defense.
Yeah, they're very athletic. That helps. And they're very fast. And then you throw all that together with good hands. It's a deadly combination.
That's why they're 13-5. Or 14-5, excuse me. Out in front with it. They'll lob it. Top of the key. Comes near side over to Aaron Tiemann. Tiemann out front. Here's an open three. Off the rim, no. Rebound inside by David Holman. Blocked away inside. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Great defense inside there. I think it was Landon Post that blocked the shot. All in traveling out in front of the Indians. That's an unforced error, just losing your concentration.
Yeah, he was looking to find someone to pass to and picked his dribble up and drug his foot.
So the ball will go back to New Bremen. We have 3:38 to go in the first half. 19-11, New Bremen leads. Cardinals with the basketball. Over on the far side is Bambauer. Bambauer out in front. Gives it out front to Tiemann. Tiemann, there's a long three. It's short off the rim. Rebound by the Indians inside, and then a foul on the rebound.
It's only their third team foul for the Cardinals.
Yep, Bambauer gets the foul. That's his first. For the Indians, here's Daniel Patch coming back in. So the Indians will have it. 3:22 to go till halftime. They need a little bit of a run here to get back into it. Have trailed by as many as 10, down by 8 right now. Out front of the key is Troy Holman. Goes to the right side to Cale Rammel. He'll drive into the lane. Muscle up a shot and hit it and count it. Pure muscle on that one and with the left hand.
A little kiss off the glass.
Knows how to do it in traffic, and there was certainly traffic. The foul was called inside against Hayden Zeller. And that's his second. So it's the and one here for Cale Rammel, who's got 8 points on the night. Shot up and rims off. Rebound comes off to New Bremen. 19-13, the Cardinals lead. 3 minutes to play in the first half. A drive out in front. Here is Tiemann. Tiemann over on the far side. Gets it top of the circle. That is to Alex Holman. Alex Holman driving inside the lane. They'll kick it back out in front. They'll get it back to Tiemann. Tiemann now tries to drive to the far side. Now backs out of there in no hurry. Now looks for an opening. Gives it to a teammate for a long three. Way short, but the rebound comes off to New Bremen. Inside, a block by Patch and a nice defensive play. Picked up by Post. He'll drive the other way. Pop a three. It won't go. Rebound inside, and we got a foul against the Indians. And the foul's going to go against Cale Rammel, and that's his third. That's trouble.
Yeah, Cale's got to know better with two fouls on that. Just let that go and live another day here. Otherwise, now you're watching a lot for the last 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
And he'll be there until at least the third quarter with three fouls. Two fouls, it's optional. Three fouls, no. 19-13 the score. New Bremen with the ball, almost turned it over. They get it out front, now near side. Holman and back in front. They go out here as David Holman drives the baseline, kicks it out front. They go to the corner. They'll fake a three. Here's a running one-hander. It's no good. Rebound taken away by New Bremen. Ball blocked away by Patch. Ball picked up by New Bremen. Out front for three, and he hit it. A nice three-pointer. That goes inside, and the score jumps to 22-13. Give the basket to Ben Saylor, and it's 22-13. Here's a steal. Driving down is David Holman for New Bremen. Missed the layup. Rebound then knocked out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery ball. If not for just some blown layups, this could even be a lot worse than 9 points. So the Indians.
Yeah, this is where we talked about handling the basketball, and right now we're not doing a great job of it. So
walking into the front court with it is Troy Homan. Troy Homan looks on the dribble, goes to the right wing over to Leverett. Leverett gives it up out in front to Alex Dews. They'll whip it down inside. They go to Patch. Now Leverett. Leverett back to Patch. Knocked away and stolen away from him. Now stolen away by the Indians. At the other end, shot up, no, by Dews. The rebound comes off to New Bremen. Kind of sloppy down there. On down, here's the pass. Into the corner and right through the hands of the Cardinals and out of bounds to the Fort Recovery. It's like a hot potato. Nobody wanted it that time.
Well, Coach Leverett wants us to play slow. New Bremen wants to play fast. And right now it's a sloppy kind of on both ends. So we got to make sure we're playing our game.
By the way, that earlier three-pointer I think I gave to a Sailor was actually to Carter Elking, his first points. They've had eight different kids to score in the first half. Under a minute to go here in the first half. And Fort Recovery now just standing out here with it.
This is probably good with Kel being three fouls. We don't want to have them a couple more possessions. If they're going to let us hold the ball like this, you know, we can go down, hopefully hit a shot right here, maybe go down seven. That's good for us.
Down to 30 seconds and counting. Way out front, nobody coming to Troy Homan. He and Leverett were just standing out there. Down to 25 seconds. Standing at the center circle, nobody coming close. Down to 20 seconds. They're just holding for the last shot.
Good for us.
Homan now starts to move with 15. He wants to drive. He stops, looking for help. Down to 10, looking. Far side, Dews. Down to 7. Out front, down to 5. Down to 3. Here's Patch. Out front, down to 1. They don't get a shot off. That was the bad news. You held it that long for a minute, but you don't even get a shot at the end.
Well, it is, but same time, they didn't get shots up either. And
that's
so with Kel on the bench, you know, you're looking at the glass half empty. I'm looking at a half full right here. You know, because, you know, right now for us, we didn't lose anything for that whole minute and a half.
Yeah.
Kel's on the bench. We got three fouls. Yeah, we didn't get a shot up. Rex could have got fouled right there on the shot, trying to get it up. But the thing is, they didn't score either, so positive for us.
So here we are in halftime. It is New Bremen 22 and Fort Recovery 13. Your second quarter was brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We're back in a couple of minutes on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the Portside Fieldhouse, it is halftime. New Bremen leads by a score of 22-13. And right now, Brian, I'll let you describe this bunch because this is a special bunch out here for Fort Recovery.
It is. This is our 1998-1999 state finalist team. They got beaten triple overtime to Worthington Christian. Coach Joe Bruns was the coach of that team. And he's battling cancer right now. Next year would be the 25th anniversary of celebrating this team. But we wanted to make sure we got it in. And so we kind of upped it and put it together and did it here on senior night. in our last home game for this year just because things are not going so well for Coach Bruns. And so we wanted to make sure that we honor this team and honor him and honor the things that these guys did for us. Like I said, they lost in triple overtime. And I think it was to the number one team in Division Four at that time, Worthington Christian. So
I heard him saying that it was the longest game ever as far as state finals and the highest scoring game ever in the state finals. But when you figure triple overtime, you see why.
Yeah, and I think Chuck Benn had, I think, almost 40 or so that night as well. And it was just a well-balanced team. And a great thing about this is Brent Niekamp from this staff or this team came on and is our football team, our football coach. He was a 2015 state championship for football. He's been a basketball coach here as well for me for a few years. Also, Chris Guggenmiller on this staff came back and was our boys coach for 3 years as well here. So, you know, these guys went on and did great things here in our community, moved away. Some of them moved back. And then Jeff Vaughn was a longtime assistant for me as well. Mark Long has coached. So a lot of these guys, you know, have stuck in the basketball part and done a lot of things for our school and other communities. So.
Well, it's a great bunch. We also want to, told you we'd do this at halftime. We had the senior night earlier, and here's what the senior night activity sounded like earlier this evening.
Our first senior tonight. She has been a basketball
varsity game got started, and we had a chance to record that and bring it to you here at halftime. Congratulations to the 98-99 state runner-up team, just honored here. Big ovation, well-deserved to say the least. It is halftime. It is 22-13 in favor of New Bremen. We're back in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Time here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. New Bremen leading Fort Recovery 22-13. Quick look at the scoring for Fort Recovery. Cale Rammel leads the way with 8 points. Trouble is he has three fouls. 3 points for Daniel Patch, two for Rex Laverette. That's it. Coach, you got to have more than three people scoring and more than 13 points usually to win a game.
Yeah, that's kind of been our downfall most of the year, is trying to find that second, third score consistently. And looks like our struggles are happening tonight. And, you know, they've done a great job. Give New Bremen credit. They've done a great job of face guarding Cale, trying to limit his touches and make it really tough on him.
Leading the way for New Bremen at halftime, Aaron Thiemann with 7 points. A bunch of guys with three or two, and that's it. Here we go, third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. It's New Bremen with the basketball to start the third quarter. They work it out on the perimeter, and the top of the key is Thiemann. Thiemann looks to go inside, gets it back out top of the circle to David Homan. David Homan to Thiemann. Thiemann to David Homan. A three on the way. It's no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. They've done a great job of offensive rebounding. Here's a pass down to Homan. He puts it up, and he missed it. Inside, and the ball taken away. Rex Laverette, he got popped in the nose. I wonder if his nose is bleeding out there. They may have to stop this the way it looks. Here's a rebound. No. On down to Thiemann. He will score, count it, and put him at the line. And looking at Laverette.
I think it's his mouth.
Is it his mouth?
Yeah.
Well, the foul was called against... they called that against Troy Homan. That's his second. So at the line shooting and hitting is Thiemann. And Thiemann's in double figures with 10. And the lead is now 12 for New Bremen. 25-13. That's the biggest lead of the night. We're early in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Indians with it in need of some baskets. Here's a drive to the lane. Inside, Laverette puts it in. Nice drive.
And through traffic and probably a little contact, which didn't get called. But
25-15. It's a 10-point New Bremen lead. Cardinals with it out in front. They'll lob it near side. Toby and into the corner. Here's a long three. It is no good. Rebounded by the... all stolen away inside. Thiemann just snuck up on Laverette and robbed him blind. On down it comes. They go low down to Holman, and Holman's called for traveling. He was spinning around. If it wasn't traveling, he was definitely on the baseline because he was right down there almost on the paint.
Yeah, Rex and Daniel had him sandwiched in down there and got a turnover.
Nice defense. Now they just need to turn that into some offense. 25-15 the score. We're early in the third quarter. Indians with the ball, and here's Troy Holman. Holman out in front to Cale Rammel, playing with three fouls. He drives in, a reach-in, and that reach-in foul is going to be called against New Bremen. And David Holman will pick up the foul for the Cardinals. That's his first and the team's first. Well, you can tell who they're focusing on defensively. Anytime, I mean, that Cale Rammel breathes, there's somebody there.
As they should.
Oh, yeah. I can understand why. Here he gets the ball. He drives to the hole and misses a layup. And the rebound is taken away by New Bremen. A long pass on down is knocked away. Scramble. Ball is picked up. Bodies went flying. They let it go. Indians will get it back. Driving to the hole. Collision and a charging foul. And, yeah, I would say that's probably the correct call against Leverett.
Yeah, Rex should have stopped. He had Daniel open on the backside and Kells. He had two options, drove in there a little bit out of control with help side defense there, and should have saw that backside kick out.
So the foul goes against him. It's his second on the offensive foul. Ball back to the Cardinals, who lead 25-15. We're in the third quarter. Cardinals with it, now a grabbing foul out in front. And that's against Leverett. And just like that, he's gone from one to three fouls in about 10 seconds. Third team foul against the Indians. And Leverett, now they're going to get him out. They're going to have to wait till the next dead ball. Driving down is Holman, feeds it back out in front. They go right side. Here's an open three-pointer. It's good. Give the basket to Alex Holman, his first points of the night, and the lead goes to 28-15. Here is Cale Rammel driving down. Goes far side to Daniel Patch. Patch looking. Bounce pass in the middle. They go. Here is Rammel. No, but he got fouled on his way to the basket. He went strong to the hole and got hit. And the foul's going to go against Alex Holman. His first and the team's second. So Cale Rammel is at the line. He's got 8 points tonight. The senior on senior night knocks it down. Has one more. And now here is Reese Guggenbiller coming in, and Rex Leverett will check out after getting his third foul. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Here's the second shot. Rammel hits them both. Cale in double figures with 10, and it's 28-17, an 11-point lead for New Bremen. The Cardinals with a long three by Tiemann. No, and the deep rebound comes off the Landon Post. Indians with a chance to make up a little ground here. They go out to Rammel. Rammel at the top of the key. He pulls up for a jumper and hit it.
Great shot there for Kell, not under control, and able to hit that little 15-foot pull-up.
Nobody came out to get him, so he said, I'll take it, and did. 28-19. Drive the other way. Bremen with it. Here is the drive-in by Tiemann. His shot is up. Can't get it. Fight for the rebound. Indians come away with it. Holman comes away. Fort Recovery gets it. On down to Patch in the corner. Patch looking. Feeds it back out in front. Driving inside is Holman. A collision. Driving to the hole and a foul called as Landon Post is hit on his way to the hoop. Give that foul to Alex Holman of New Bremen, his second, team's third. So Landon Post will be at the line shooting two. Indians trying to scratch and claw their way back into this one. They've trailed by as many as 12. Free throw is around the rim and out. Got to hit those.
Well, Landon's a, I think, 82% free throw shooter, our best free throw shooter. So that's not a common thing there for him to miss those.
One more coming. He can draw the Indians within eight if he hits this one, and he does. Rolls it in. That's his first point. It's 28-20 with 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them about employment opportunities, lots of them. Here's a drive inside, leaning shot, no. Oh, a little push foul going to be called against the Indians.
Troy Holman, that's his third.
So the Indians now have three players with three fouls. You've got Holman, you've got Rex Leverett, and you've got Cale Rammel, all with three personals. And it's the fourth team foul. Free throw, no good. Makes it even better when the opposition does not knock it down.
We appreciate that, too.
Yeah. One more coming. It's on the way. Hit that one. So the basket by Hayden Zeller. He's got 3 points on the night. 29-20, New Bremen leads. Top of the key, Rammel. Rammel takes it toward the corner, out front, near side, Guggenbiller. They go to the corner to Dews, and to Post, and Post drives the baseline and gets fouled again. Little push foul, and give that one to Hayden Zeller, and that's his third. And the team's fourth.
His first team's fourth.
4:12 to go, third period. Indians will inbound from the baseline. Looking, going to have to hurry. They just got it out there. Cale Rammel near center circle. He looks. He takes it to the right side. Cuts down to the baseline. Turns. Did they call a fourth foul on him?
No, they called blocking.
I worry when I saw him and the way he reacted. I think he thought at first they were going to call a foul on him. But they got a break there. The foul was called against Dylan Bambauer. So the Indians get a break there with the ball. They look, they get it out front to Rammel. Rammel wants to drive, pulls up for the jumper, and hit it again. Three-pointer. Rammel draws the Indians within six at 29-23. A little spurt here, getting him back in it. Here's a backdoor play up. No, but a foul. Foul against the Indians. They lobbed it backdoor to Tiemann coming in from the back. And they call that one against Landon Post. That's just his first. But at the free throw line is Aaron Tiemann, the 6 foot junior. Leads the team tonight with 10 points. Make it 11 as he hits that one. Coming in for Fort Recovery is Carter Elking. You're right. They use that entire bench.
Yeah.
Everybody.
If you're in the uniform, you're probably playing at some point.
Second one is also good. Tiemann's got a dozen. Nobody else for New Bremen has more than five. But they have balance. Indians with it out in front. Down by 8, 31-23. Patch looking. Lobs it down low. Right to Rammel. Goes up. No, but he's going to be at the foul line. He got hit. He knew he was going to get hit. Went up. Got hit. Now goes to the free throw line. That was against Carter Elking. His first and the team's sixth.
Tough catch by Kel.
And, it was.
And a nice pass by Daniel.
Yes, it was.
That's one thing he does well as a 6'7 player. He feeds the post really well. He's got Kel at least on three buckets tonight. So
for Cale Rammel, another one. He's got 16 now. Make it. Oh, that's an air ball.
Woo! He's tired.
I'd say so. That's your basic 15-footer that goes about 14 feet.
He works hard.
It hit only the bottom of the net, but from the outside. Comes up. Here is New Bremen with it. Across the way. Pulling up. They'll look for the shot. They go to Tiemann. Tiemann in a crowd. Gets it back out front. Tiemann lobs it down low. They get it right back to him. He brings it back out in front. Tiemann the other way. Now driving the baseline. Here's a pass out front. They go back to Tiemann. Tiemann on the perimeter. A three on the way. It's an air ball. Saved in by New Bremen. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Indians. It will be New Bremen ball. 3:04 to go, third quarter. 31-24 the score in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals. They have led from the get-go. They get the ball back. They'll get it on down low inside to David Holman, and he scores.
Yeah, that was too easy. He was almost unguarded there.
Yeah. Somebody lost him in the shuffle. He's got five, and it's 33-24. A drive down to the baseline, to the hole. Shot no good. Ball knocked around, picked up by the Indians. Out they come, Patch. Patch will go inside, turns around, in trouble. Back out front to Rammel, and Rammel gets bumped and fouled again.
Yeah, Landon was actually fouled. I think Daniel was fouled, and Kel finally got the foul call.
Fouls on David Holman. It's his second, but the team's seventh, so you're in the bonus now. And Fort Recovery's got a chance to really make some hay the rest of the game because they're going to be shooting the rest of the game.
Yeah, here we got to be aggressive. Take the ball to the basket. Don't settle and make sure we get good looks.
But you got to hit it, and he did. Yep. But the rebound comes off to the Indians. Nice job getting in there for the rebound. Out in front, here's Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will give it off out front, top of the key to Post. Post lobs it down. Rammel will, no, he can't get it. Fights for the rebound, loose on the floor. Saved in by the Indians, and then lost out of bounds. Touched last by New Bremen.
Great hustle by Reese Guggenbiller, throwing it off the New Bremen leg.
Not a bad job to keep possession. You do whatever you can down there. Indians from the baseline. Looking. Finally, way go into the backcourt. Picked up by Rammel. Rammel takes it all the way down. Cuts left inside. Reverse layup. No, won't go. Rebound, Indians. Shot up, no, out of bounds. It's touched last by the Indians. It will go back to New Bremen. So many arms up in there defensively by New Bremen. It just makes it tough when you're looking through on a complete crowd. And they send in the next wave.
Well, yeah, and Coach or Cal Rammel's asking to come out. He's gassed, so we send him out with three fouls. We put Rex Lovrett with three fouls in. Troy Holman's on the bench with three fouls, so.
But you got to get him a breather once in a while.
Yeah, because Daniel, I know, is dying too. Kind of looked over it. And asked him to come out, and they just motioned him back on. So. Yep.
Driving the other way, they'll guard the baseline, they get it in front, here's a jumper out front, it is no good, rebound kept alive by New Bremen, Cardinals with the ball, they'll work it around to the near side, here is Elking gives it off, Holman drives inside, lost the ball, taken away inside by Post drives all the way down to the hole, shot up, no, fight for the rebound, it's going to be taken away by New Bremen, back come the Cardinals, racing down the right side, over inside for a lay-in.
Yeah, that was not a great possession for the Indians as Landon was out of control and just threw up a wild shot with three guys on him.
Evan Eich got that basket, and it puts New Bremen back up by double digits at 35-24. Minute 18 to go, third period. Cooper Farms, your sponsor this quarter. A drive out front. Here is Post. Goes down. Shot from the corner is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll go to New Bremen. And Cale Rammel got his quick breath, and now he's got to come back in. They're also going to send Troy Holman back in for Fort Recovery. Minute 8 to go, third quarter.
Dues and Post check out for the Indians.
Well, you can tell, I mean, the bench is a lot longer, it seems. It seems like New Bremen's got about 47 people on the bench, and they just consistently, almost every dead ball, are putting in at least one, two, or three different people. Here's a long three out front. It's no good. Deep rebound picked up by Guggenbiller. He's double-teamed in the corner, gets it on ahead, and a collision, and a foul against New Bremen. Scheib went for the steal and didn't get it, but he did get the foul. That's his second, team's eighth. So the clock is stopping. This helps Fort Recovery again.
Yeah, we need Rex to cash in on two free throws here.
So Leverett's at the line, shooting twice. Leverett with 4 points tonight. And free throw no good. Missed the front end of a 1-1. New Bremen with it, long pass on down. They'll work on the perimeter. Under a minute to go, third quarter. And what do we have? Foul against
kick, Lee. No, kick ball.
Okay. Okay. So it'll be thrown in from the baseline with 42.4 seconds to go in the quarter. And throwing it in, that is Carter Elking. Will lob it out in front. Stops. They look. Can't find a shot. Elking with it now out in front, down to 35 seconds. Hands it off to Scheib. Scheib around near side to Saylor. As they go back to the near side, they look. They're just holding it for the last shot, looks like. Down to 20 seconds. Nearly a steal. Turning around, getting out front. Down to 15 seconds. Cardinals with it, not looking to shoot. Down to 12. Down to 10. They'll give it up out front. Down to Scheib, down to 5. He will drive, kick it near side. A 3, no. Out front, the shot is no good at the buzzer. They used too much time and never did get the shot they wanted. But at the end of 3, it is New Bremen leading Fort Recovery by a score of 35-24. We're back in just a minute. Your third quarter was brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them about employment opportunities today.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that
The company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We move on to the fourth quarter, and the Fort Recovery Indians trail here on senior night to New Bremen, 35-24. I liked the fight I saw in the Indians that third quarter as they battled. Got within seven, but just kind of got gassed.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. We did a lot of good things. We had some opportunities to do even better, but unfortunately, we just had some guys that are gassed right now. Our benches seem to shrunk a little bit. And that's tough when you're playing New Bremen because theirs seems to have been growing as the game has progressed. So,
like I say, it seemed like about 40 or 50 people were on their bench. And then you look at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's only had four players score all night. Cale Rammel has 16 of the 24 points. Four for Rex Leverett, three for Daniel Patch, and one for Landon Post, and that's it. Indians with the ball as we start the fourth quarter. Got to have some offense from the corner. Here is a Post, nowhere to go. Back out in front. Leverett across the way to Patch for three. Off the mark, no. Rebound comes away to New Bremen. Tiemann will drive it to the right, wide right side. Now cuts, takes a shot, and hits. Aaron Tiemann has 14 points to lead New Bremen. And the Indians are up, or the Indians are down by 13, 37 to 24. Post with it out in front. Post comes near side. Leverett's shot will not go. Rebound one and done. As it was Tiemann coming out to get the rebound. The Cardinals with it out in front. Here's Tiemann, a long three. It's around the rim and out. Rebound by the Indians. Post will come away with it. Post will bring it on ahead. Cale Rammel. Rammel walks it up the right side. Rammel at the top of the key. He looks, hands it out front to Patch. He'll fire the three. It's short off the rim. And the rebound again comes off. But on the rebound, a foul's called against Landon Post. For Post, that'll be his second. It's the sixth team foul against Fort Recovery. So no free throws yet for New Bremen. 6:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. 37-24. In favor of the New Bremen Cardinals. They've led from the get-go. Their biggest lead has been, I think this matches their biggest lead of 13. Out front, here is Tiemann driving inside. Finds a teammate and lays it in. He got that one to Evan Eink, and he put it in. He's got six. This is the biggest lead now of the night for a New Bremen at 15. Indians in trouble. Far side, it goes over to Post for three. It's in and out. Rebound knocked around, picked up by New Bremen, and it's one and done every time for Fort Recovery. A drive to the hole, knocked away. Collision, ball's out of bounds to New Bremen. Alex Dews will come back in, replacing Daniel Patch. And he just kind of looked like about a half step slower simply because they're gassed.
Yeah, I mean, our bench guys haven't got a lot of minutes tonight. Yeah.
Here's a pass inside, nicely done. Good pass down to Evan Eink. He's got eight, and that lead has just grown to 17. Didn't last long because hitting a three-pointer is Leverett. Rex Leverett with the three-pointer makes it 41-27. Indians need a lot more of those. Right side with it. Here are the New Bremen Cardinals out in front. A drive inside, and Tiemann got grabbed as he was driving inside. And the foul's going to go against Homan, and Troy Homan just picked up his fourth foul. It's also the seventh team foul, so it's a 1-1 now for New Bremen with 5:41 to go. Guggenbiller will come back in, and Troy Homan comes out after getting his fourth personal. 41-27 New Bremen leads. Free throw up, free throw good. This Tiemann's a nice ball player. You can tell who their floor leader is.
Yeah, he's definitely their best player, and he's got 15 tonight, looking for 16, and he can do a lot of good things.
Just a junior, hits them both. He plays both ends of the court, that's for sure.
Well, and they got nine seniors on the roster, so they're going to need him back next year.
Yeah. Shot from the corner is no good, but the Indians, a fight for the rebound, put back up and in nicely by Glendon Post. Nice put back there, his first field goal, third point. 43-29. At the other end, here's the shot that will bounce in for the Cardinals. Thiemann with two more, and he's got 18. 45-29. A long one by Rammel will not go. Rebound loose. Scramble. It's still loose. And now what do we got besides players laying on the floor?
Foul on New Bremen.
Yeah. So the foul, I think, did they call that an Einke?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's his second. And it's the ninth team foul, so this will be the last 1-1 for Fort Recovery. Alex Dews will be at the line shooting a 1-1. 5:06 to go. 45-29 your score. Alex has not scored tonight. Free throw is no good. He still hasn't. Almost snuck in there to get the rebound. But
he knew it was off.
Yeah. The Cardinals came up with it. Lobbing it down inside. Shot blocked away by Rammel. Picked up over in the corner. Here's Thiemann for three, and he hit it. Wow, that's a dagger right there. You get a nice defensive play, and it's right back to a guy who nails a three. Rammel drives inside, turns, leans in, can't get it, can't get the rebound. Rebound, though, taken away and put up by Guggenbiller. No, the tip in, good by Rammel. Rammel with the tip in. He's got 18, 48-31, New Bremen. A long three, Thiemann misses one. Rebounded by Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. Ahead to Rammel. 4:20 to go. He'll pull up for a three, and it won't go. Deep rebound comes away to New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals, driving all the way down. They go across the way. Ball is knocked away, but a foul. And the foul, they called that against, was that Toby?
Yeah, Riggs Toby.
All right, so Toby with his first. It's the eighth team foul. We're down to 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go. New Bremen leads 48-31. And to the free throw line is Alex Homan. He has 3 points on the night, make it four. Landon Post will come right back in, replacing Alex Dews for Fort Recovery. One more free throw coming here. He can make it a 19-point lead, and does as he hits both. They've just consistently and slowly pulled away. Fort Recovery's made a couple of small runs, but I don't think they've ever gotten closer than, what, about seven?
Yeah, we had a chance there early third, late second, and that's been about it.
4 minutes to go. Ball on the far side. Trying to get to the hole is Rammel, and he will not get it. Fight for the rebound. We got a tie-up. Possession arrow will go to New Bremen. So the Cardinals get it back. Looking more and more like New Bremen's going to be celebrating here in a little while.
Unfortunately, yes.
I know. Ball on the near side for the Cardinals. Out in front as they try to run some clock, too. David Homan with it out in front. He just got knocked to the floor. And he'll be going to line.
That's Kell's fourth.
Yeah, they're calling on, no, they're calling on Post.
Landon. That'll be his fourth.
It's his third.
His third, okay.
His third. Team's ninth. So to the free throw line go the Cardinals. And it's David Homan at the line. The senior has 5 points on the night. It's up. It's good. I'll tell you, they get into the tourney, and they could be a hard out just with that bench.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they're good. And
oh,
their bench adds some depth to them. And in a game, you know, you never know what you're going to need. So they have that experience here in the season.
He hits both. It's a 21-point game. A drive the other way and a foul against New Bremen as Riggs Toby was driving the baseline and got clobbered. So the foul was on Shy, but that's his third for New Bremen. Team's 10th, so it's double bonus the rest of the night for Fort Recovery. Free throw up, free throw no good. One more for Riggs Toby. And it looks like Coach Stevens is starting to empty his bench of what he had left.
Everyone's played, it seems like. So,
second shot is no good. Missed them both. Rebound comes away to the Cardinals. We still have 3.5 minutes to go. 52-31 in favor of New Bremen. Here's a drive down. They'll bring it near side. They're just killing some clock out there. And doing a nice job of penetrating and kicking it back out. Here's the ball knocked into the backcourt. Scramble for the ball. Nice steal. On down to Rammel for a lay-in. That was a heck of an effort in there by Landon Post while on his backside to get it to Rammel for the lay-in. He's got now 20. 3:09 to go in time called. 52-33 in favor of New Bremen. We're back after this on Jay Country 101, WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we have 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Indians trail 52-33 on senior night. You hate to see it, but boy, this has been a special night with a big crowd, lots of memories, lots of excitement.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, yeah, it's nice to win senior night, but senior night's not about one night. It's about, you know, your 4 years of high school, your 6 years of organized, you know, basketball, and then all the youth stuff. It's about being with your buddies and, you know, playing for your school and your community. And, you know, it's basically your career achievements and,
exactly,
and thing. It's not just tonight.
Ball thrown away by New Bremen. And Lennon Post comes back in. We have 3:07 to go, and the Indians trail by 19. Rex Leverett will also come back in. Got a feeling we might see the seniors out there for the duration now. Maybe bring them out one at a time. I don't know. All right, here is Post on the near side. He turns, gets it out front to Patch. Patch, left side, Rammel. Rammel, guarded closely, comes back near side. Post fires and hits a three. Post has six. 52-36, Indians down. At the other end, almost a turnover, and a foul then going to be called against Landon Post, and that'll be four on him. 10th team foul against Fort Recovery. Still 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Zeller will be at the line. Hayden Zeller, a junior, will fire and will miss it. Haven't called too many of those for New Bremen.
Nah.
They're nice. They're very sound.
Just do a lot of things well.
Yes.
Nothing flashy. Just play hard. Play together. And it's a team. Besides Tiemann, you know, who's standing out tonight, normally doesn't get that. But they're just well, you know, a nice balanced team.
Zeller got the second one. It's 53-36. Rammel far side over to Post. Post out to Leverett to Rammel. Back to Post. The Leverett in the corner. Three on the way. Off the rim, no. Rammel the rebound. Strong back up and in. Rammel's got 22 to match his number. And it's 53-38. Out front, Rammel almost got the steal. He's playing out there 40 feet from the basket. And a collision as Leverett will pick up a foul.
That'd be his fourth.
Yeah. So the Indians have Holman with four, Leverett with four, Post with four, Rammel with three, and Rammel had three midway in the second quarter. So free throws coming, shot up, no good. Ben Saylor, who has not scored tonight, will have one more opportunity here. Second shot is good. So that's his first point, and it's 54-38. Indians with it. Rammel gets it across the way to Leverett. Back to Rammel. Rammel looks to drive. Can't get a three away. Threw it away. Tried to get it down low to a teammate. And now I think the seniors are going to come out together. Yep. You have Patch and you have Rammel.
Well, I think this is our pressing unit in here.
Well, okay.
But who knows?
There's still 2:02 to go.
That's the thing. It's kind of an awkward phase because the fans don't know if this is their last time in or out or not.
And now a reaching in foul called there against Riggs Toby, which is his second foul. With exactly, and guess what? That was a short break. Here they come back in.
Yeah, it's our offense-defensive thing that we do, so.
2 minutes to go, 54-38, New Bremen leads. Free throw up and no good. And it'll be one more coming here for Ben Saylor again. So Leverett, Rammel, and Patch all back in. And one more free throw for Saylor. 54-38 your score. Here's the second one, and he got him just like last time. Missed the first, hit the second. 55-38. Under 2 minutes to go. Here is Rammel. Rammel looks across the way. A long one by Pose. And he hit it. Good grief. He should get 4 points for that one.
Woo! That was volleyball line.
It sure was. That's his second triple of the night. 55-41. Timeout called. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Minute 49 to go here in the fourth quarter at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And the Indians trailing the New Bremen Cardinals 55-41. Not giving up. The boy just too deep of a hole.
No, and, you know, that's in these kids' DNA. They're not going to give up. They're going to play to the very end. And, you know, it's just a little short tonight. And, you know, it's thing is you know, we're out of the MAC race, but, you know, right now it's getting ready to go into the second part of the season and just learn and try to get better and go from there.
All right. Full court pressure being applied as New Bremen gets it in and almost then did throw it away. They got the ball inside to Cooper Shive, and he just never got a handle on it, lost it into the cheap seats. So Holman will come back in, and Patch will sit down. Go ahead, Dad. Clap all you want. That may be the last time your son comes off. There you go. Minute 48 to go, 55-41. Indians have it from the side court. Leverett to Rammel. Oh, my gosh. That was a collision and a half, and Rammel's called for the charge.
Yeah, the tail's just cutting to the basket, and that shouldn't be on. Yeah, that's a bad call.
Well, I don't know if the guy was set. You know, normally that other man has to be totally set, and I don't think they were. Well, okay, this now is a reach-in foul on Guggenbiller. It's four on Rammel, so he's still out there. Should put the pads on and let him look like football.
Alex Dews is getting ready to get either Landon Post or Kel Rammel here with a minute 31 left to go.
55-41 is your score. So at the line, another two-shot foul. First up, first good. Saylor with his third point. And Landon Post comes out. Another senior. They're doing it one at a time. And I like this. Either give them all their own ovations or bring them all out as a unit. Second one was good by Saylor. He's got four. And it's 57-41. Rammel taking it inside. And he is fouled. I don't want to say makeup, but there wasn't a whole lot of contact on that one.
There's been a whole lot of contact tonight. And Bremen plays hard, and, you know, that's part of it. But
Bambauer gets the foul. That's his fourth.
They know you're not going to call all of them. So yeah, it's one of those things. They'll foul every time down, and if they get called for a few, it's okay. And they know you're going to miss some of them. So
Rammel missed the first. He hits the second. And now he's going to come out. So he will finish with 23 points. And the senior comes out for his ovation. 23 points for Cale Rammel. It is 57-42. And now it's just playing out the string here and the last minute and 15 seconds. And New Bremen, I think pretty happy just pretty much to kill the clock. And what do we got here? Oh, a timeout called by the Cardinals. So they want a timeout. I don't know, this may be just basically to get some subs in, but as it is, we will step out. You're listening to High School Basketball on WPGW, J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We have a minute and 9 seconds to go here in the ball game. New Bremen with a 57-42 lead, and Coach Stevens used that timeout basically so he could empty his bench.
Yep.
As if that 44-person bench just wasn't long enough. I'm kidding, of course.
Two of these guys I know have played. Three of them haven't. So he used 12 guys basically throughout the game.
Everybody's gotten in there. Let's put it that way. They work it out in front, and this is Gavin Schrader on the perimeter. This is killing the clock, and we're under a minute to go here. New Bremen with a 15-point lead. They have led from the get-go, and they're going to come away with a big win in the MAC tonight. And this is basically just killing the clock. They're not really attacking the basket. They are just spreading it. This is what you practice on. Kill the clock. Use up that time. It's good ball handling practice. And that's exactly what they're doing. We're down to 30 seconds. And I got a feeling, barring something here, this may be the last or final score here. There's a turnover, though, by the Cardinals, picked up by the Indians. Holman will take it all the way down. Will put up a shot. No, but he got fouled. And he's going to be at the free throw line. The foul was on Gavin Schrader. So we have 16.4 seconds to go. Troy Holman is at the line, and he'll be shooting two. Holman will fly it and miss it, and he'll have one more. 16.4 seconds to play. Here's the second shot. It is no good. Rebound out in front. Holman had it, comes up with it, and gets fouled again. Okay. So we'll send him right back to the line with 13.3 seconds to go.
And Marion did defeat Delphi St. John, so Marion is sole champions of the MAC.
So for New Bremen, second still not bad.
Yep.
Holman is now 0 for 3 in these last few seconds. He will shoot one more. And the junior puts it up and missed all four of them. Rebound, though, put back up and in and give a basket there to Alex Dukes. So it's 57-44, and now New Bremen now will run out the clock, and that is going to be your final score. Final score tonight, the New Bremen Cardinals 57 and the Fort Recovery Indians 44. We'll be back and wrap her up in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now back to the Forthside Fieldhouse. Final score tonight, New Bremen 57 and the Fort Recovery Indians 44. And no, Coach Patch, wasn't the way you want a senior night to end. But when you're playing a very good team with the depth and the talent they've got, it happens.
Yeah, it does. And like I said earlier, you know, senior night is not about just one night. It's about the whole career. And, you know, you had a chance to honor those kids tonight and everything they've done for Fort Recovery basketball. And, you know, we also honored our state runner-up team here from 1998-99. And so that was a special moment as well. And, you know, unfortunately, we came up a little short in the game. But, you know, hopefully, I say right now it's new life and new energy for us, and we're going into the postseason 0-0, and we have an equal shot just like everybody else.
Looking at the scoring for Fort Recovery tonight, K.O. Rammel, one of the seniors, he finishes strong with 23 points. And boy, you wonder, had he not gotten in foul trouble early, might that have changed things, at least how you're playing in the first half? Because when he came out, you know, that takes away your biggest scoring threat. And New Bremen kind of fed on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our Achilles heel all year, is just trying to find that second, third guy to complement Kel. We know Kel's going to give us 20 to 25 every night. And we just got to be able to find that consistency in getting other guys, which we haven't done to this point. And so when he came out, you know, we struggled a little bit on the offensive end, you know, struggled a little bit on the defensive end, and that's something we just haven't gotten better at as the year progressed. But, you know, now we got to find a way to do that, and Kel also has to find a way not to get in foul trouble either going into tournament time. So,
well, he was the only one in double figures tonight for Fort Recovery with 23. Landon Post came close. He finished with 9, a pair of three-pointers there in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Rex Leverett, 3 points for your son Daniel. That was a great shot he hit in the first quarter. 2 points off the bench for Alex Dews, and that was it. Now, for New Bremen, they were so spread out with the exception of just one player, and that was Aaron Thiemann. He finishes with a team-high 21 points. And I don't think anybody else for New Bremen got more than 7 or 8. But they have such depth. You know, pick your poison who you're trying to stop.
Yeah, obviously, Thiemann kid is a good player. But after that, it's a lot of balance. And they do a lot of things to set each other up to get each other easier shots. And, you know, they're good, and they're good for a reason. Like I said, they play a style that's hard to kind of prep for just because the intensity they play with, how hard they play, the pace they play is difficult. It's definitely not the pace we want to play. Like I say, when they're playing 12 kids, we're trying to play, you know, 8 kids, but, you know, 3 of those guys aren't playing a ton. It makes it tough to play that way, and they wear you out. And so you can kind of see that. Landon, Kel, Daniel, Rex, they were gassed all night.
Yeah.
So.
After Tiemann's 21, David Holman had 7 points. Evan Eich had 8. And we'll get the coach in here in just a second, Coach Leverett. But they also had, 3 points for Cooper Scheib, 4 points for Hayden Zeller, 3 for Dylan Bambauer, 4 for Ben Saylor, and 3 for Carter Elking. And let's get Coach Leverett in here. Coach, just talking, it seems like they have... New Bremen seems like there are about 12 players on the court at all times.
Yeah, you know, that keeps them fresh. They can play up in you. They don't have to worry about foul trouble because the next guy up is going to do the same thing that the guy that made the foul is. You know, so they can play free, and that's awesome for them to be able to do. That's their MO. They've done it all year. It's like a cookie cutter, you know, sub one out.
Not only that, another one in. When you have 7 or 8 seniors,
right.
They all have been through the wars.
Yep. Absolutely.
They look to their leader in Aaron Thiemann.
Who's a junior.
Yeah, and he's a junior. So that's right. The kind of thing you don't expect.
Yeah.
But he has 21 points. Right. They all know their roles.
Absolutely. Aaron's, you know, I coached Aaron with some AAU ball back in the day, and, you know, he's their basketball guy, per se. The rest are a lot of pretty good athletes, but Aaron is their basketball dude. Holman's their defender, kind of their slasher. But, yeah, anytime you've got nine seniors, you've been through the battles, tested, you know, they're not going to crack, and we didn't really get the pace that we wanted tonight, even though it was fairly low scoring until the end there. But yeah, kudos to Coach New Ravens head coach. I'm drawing a blank. Sorry.
Coach Stevens.
Sorry, Corey. But yeah, you know, he does a great job with them, and they play hard. They got us out of rhythm, and we didn't get the pace we wanted.
With your seniors, I know it's always tough when they have to play their last home game. It's not their last game,
right?
But still, it's a special night, and it was a very special night. Just didn't finish the way you wanted to,
right? And that's, you know, you hope as a coach that you put them in the position to win a game their senior year. You know, they're on senior night, and you know, our big game plan going in was to kind of control the pace a little bit. We wanted to do a little three-quarter press and just kind of slow them down, and we was never able to get in that because we weren't consistent enough scoring. So, you know, that kind of got scrapped, and then we just had to go back to the old-fashioned man-to-man defense, and they hit some shots. We didn't make very many free throws down the stretch, which didn't help. I kind of felt pretty good when we had eight fouls in the third quarter. I thought, all right, well, we can make some free throws here and get some stops and hopefully chip away. And we just never got to that point making free throws.
Let's talk about your seniors. Let's start off with Cale Rammel. 23 points tonight. And I mean, even when he's getting called for a charging foul, he's knocking people into the next state. He's always playing hard.
He's a great kid. He's, you know, you've been to a lot of games. He's just been beat on all year. He's kept his composure. He's just a great kid. He understands the game. What can I say? I mean, he's just one of the best to ever come out of here.
Let's talk about other ones. Daniel Patch. You know, he's a big kid out there, but he can do a lot of things.
Yeah, he's probably our best passer, to be honest with you. He can hit a three when he needs to. He's a smart kid. He's a coach's son, so he knows the game well. You know, and everybody thinks, well, you got to get him inside and post him up. That's not his demeanor, you know. So we try to move him around a little bit to bring their big man out, and hopefully he can hit a few threes and make some nice passes for us. And he's had a good, solid year doing that for us.
Landon Post finished with 9 tonight, getting 8 of those in the fourth quarter. He just never gave up.
That kid, he's probably the between him and Troy Holman, the two biggest competitors that we've got. They refuse to lose in anything they're doing, and he's just driven. You know, he wants to win at all costs. So you know, a guy that you always want to go to battle with.
What do you do now to get ready for postseason?
Well, you know, we've got New Knoxville next Tuesday. We played them last Friday. You know, it's a tournament. Their records get thrown out. We've got to come out and just flat out get after it defensively. We've got to be a little more intense, and we've got to get better offensively. You know, even though New Bremen is a really good defensive team, we've got to be a little bit more efficient offensively, and we've got to be able to make some free throws down the stretch too, I think will help. So
yeah, I was going to say they're the last. I realized those guys were gassed.
Right. Yeah.
But still, you got to hit those.
Yeah. You know, I think Troy missed four in a row. Rex missed one or two. Cale missed a couple. You know, I think it ended up being 13 points. So, yeah. You know, maybe we make our free throws in the second half. That might be a 5 or 6 point loss, which gives you a little bit more, a better feeling, I guess, if there is one for losing. But we'll get ready. We've looked at Upper Soto Valley, not to look past New Knoxville too much. But, you know, we've got some game plans ready to go, so we'll see what happens here.
All right, well, have a good weekend resting up and getting set, and good luck to you.
Thanks for coming over.
All right. That is head coach Rex Leverett, Bob Leverett. The Indians falling tonight to New Bremen. Final score of 57-44. And let's, I'll tell you what, we'll step out for one last break. We'll come back and we will wrap it up after these words on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse for one final time tonight.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, now I can talk. Sorry about that. Back one final time here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight, where the Fort Recovery Indians fall to the New Bremen Cardinals 57-44. They actually lost three times to them tonight. In the junior varsity game, it was New Bremen winning by a score of 61-53. And in the freshman game, it was New Bremen winning by a score of 59-35. So they get the trifecta, winning all three ball games here tonight. What a night to honor the seniors, to honor the state runner-up team from 24 years ago. So a big night here. It was a big crowd. Standing room only here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and that was just great to see. So again, the Indians, with that loss, they fall to 13-9, and they go to 4-5 in the MAC Conference. New Bremen, with the win, goes to 15-5 overall, and they are 7-2 in the MAC. But they don't win the MAC, as things did not work out for them. Marion Local did defeat Delphus St. John's tonight. So Marion Local is your regular season MAC champion. Congratulations to them. Again, your final score tonight, it was New Bremen 57 and the Fort Recovery Indians 44. Congratulations to the seniors, and good luck to the Indians as they get set for tournament action next week. Our thanks to Sebastian Solis back at the studio, and to our listeners and our good sponsors. I'm Ed Thurman. I'm saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.